Does everyone have a white stone? Well, let me rephrase that. Does anyone not have a white stone? Please raise your hand. Well, I think everybody does. If you do not, oh, okay. Butch? Yeah. Whoops. They're bringing you some. Well, the inspiration for the White Stone Ritual comes from the scripture that we have heard. And the custom was in ancient days when a prisoner was released from prisoner bondage, it was to give him a white stone to take with him to show that they were free. Only people who had a white stone, or only people who were free, would be given a white stone, and this was their badge of freedom, because I don't know, maybe they still appeared like prisoners or something, but they could show their white stone to prove that they were free people and did not need to go back in prison. So this begins our time of meditation, and I invite you to take a deep, holy breath and allow your seat to support you as you contemplate your new name. To those who overcame, who moved forward with faith, a new name was given. And today we meditate on our new name. For each of us here has overcome adversity. We have freed ourselves to live more fully, conscious of the activity of spirit in every aspect of our lives and the creative life force. In this recognition, we free ourselves to live more fully, releasing ourselves from bondage, the prison of limiting thoughts about ourselves, each other, and the world. In every one of us, there are thoughts and feelings that keep us from experiencing freedom and our conscious contact with our wisdom. Let come to your mind some of what you may want or need to let go of, so that you can rise out of these ashes. Some of these ideas may be insecurity, anger, guilt, perfectionism, worry, procrastination, envy, impatience, blame, or jealousy. And these are normal to feel on occasion, but any one of them in excess can begin to limit and consume your life energies. In your thoughts, briefly reflect on what behaviors you would like to release as you take on a new name. Take a moment in the silence to think of what you're ridding yourself of, and then open yourself to the idea of a new name. Say, I am free. I have a clean slate. I can choose any moment to begin again. This is a new beginning, a new day, a new opportunity. Begin to reflect on a new name. Let it come to you easily without trying to make it happen. Let a name come to you that marks your new beginning. Feel the stone in your hand. Hear it beckon to you. Spirit has decreed a name for you to be written on the stone. What will your new life be called? Is it a name? Is it a title? Is it a quality? A new state of being? Start with the words, I am. Then express what you want to see happen in your life. What will be written on your stone? Reflect on this right now in the silence. And precious Spirit, we are so grateful for opening to new possibilities. It is from the powerful presence within each and every one of us that we are transformed. A thankfulness flows over us as we receive our new name. Along with it comes the power and guidance to achieve all that we desire. This is our new name. We see it, we decree it. We are on the path to gaining greater insight and awareness as we mark a new beginning. We are humble, we are grateful, and we say thank you, God, in the name and through the power of the living Christ presence. Amen.